Nemus, and strike one.
I mean, you think about the numbers we were just talking about with Rutschman, right? He's getting close to 700 plate appearances. That's 100 more plate appearances than William Contreras.
Butted, third base side. This is going to be a base hit, too. And the throw is not in time. They're loaded up now, and there is nobody out. Beautiful bunt that time by Caracuto. And a heck of a play by Anderson to make any kind of a play at all. But the throw was late. So they're loaded. Palacios is going to be the batter. And Miley Deal, strike one call. Yeah, that's some kind of year. And again, Jeff, when you're talking about the amount of games that guy has played in, this pitch drops low and away, and it's even at 1-1. When you're talking about 150 games, I don't know if he caught that many or has he DH'd a couple? That might be two, but even so. Inside, did he go? No. Check swing, 2-1.
It's been mostly behind the plate. He's only DH'd a handful of times.
That's another big plus for him, swinging a fly ball hit to left. This is going to be playable, and the catch and the throw coming on. They'll hold the runner at third on a perfect throw cut off by Anderson from Tyrone Taylor. If he tries to score, they got a play on him, guaranteed. Nicely done by Tyrone. Mason Wynn is going to be the batter. Yeah, you don't see that kind of a season too often from somebody catching.
No, very, very infrequent. I mean, you got to go back to Pudge Rodriguez to find numbers like that.
Righto. And the pitch inside a ball. I used to talk about that guy all the time, too, the amount of games that he caught. I think there was one year, Jeff, where Pudge caught the pitch. It's too low, 2-0. Caught almost every game, and he stole 25 bases.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the guy ran. He stole bases. He did it for a catcher. Talking about catching now. That's a strike on the inside corner, and it's 2-1. But to do it down in Texas with Rodriguez. And the pitch hit to center and going to be caught on the warning track by Perkins. One run's going to score on a nice running catch by Perkins. St. Louis has the lead on a well-hit ball to center. Runners are still at first and second. But the Cardinals have the lead at 1-0. And the top of the order is coming up again, and Tommy Edmund with two down.
The season you're talking about with Pudge Rodriguez, 1999, he won the MVP, played 144 games, stole 25 bases, hit 35 homers, drove in 113, and hit 332.
I remember talking to him a couple of times during batting practice, you know, around the batting cage, just hanging around. I said, how you doing? Man, I'm doing fine, man.
You had to pry the gear off.
Strike call. A couple of years ago up at the Hall of Fame ceremonies, it was Pudge, and he's gotten a little bigger.
But living up to his nickname.
Strike two call. But, I mean, just the fact that I saw him play that many times, when, of course, the Brewers were in the American League and either in Milwaukee or down in Texas, the pitch, a little inside, and it's 1-2 now. 1-0 to St. Louis. We're in the second. But he was always, you know, kind of a friendly guy. And I'll tell you what, your best lead off of first base against him was in foul territory. That's no kidding. He had a cannon for a throwing arm, swinging a foul back by Tommy Edman. He was probably the catcher that threw to the bases with runners on more than anybody that I saw during my time. He would try to pick you off anytime. Bouncer hit to third, and Anderson will step on third, and the inning is over. He gets out of it with no further damage. Not bad at all. 10 for identification here on the Brewers Radio Network.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Talking Bacon with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
We're back here with Fritz Usinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, you.
Usinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Is that short in terms of height or length?
The elves are spicing specialists, and it's all about the nose.
I'm quite macrosmatic myself, you know.
I do. Charismatic, too.
So I have a future in spicing?
Absolutely.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Zach Thompson and the Cardinals lead 1-0 as the crew sends Victor Caratini to lead off here in the second. High and wide, and it's one ball and no strikes. Yeah, talking about, the grueling job that catching it, I mean, you enjoy it. There's no getting away from that. Nothing starts with the game until you put a sign down. You're the guy that gets it going, talking about catching. And when you're talking about a guy like Pudge Rodriguez in his Hall of Fame season, swinging a bouncer, one hop hit to third. Caratute throws him out. And there is one away for Rowdy Tellez. But any of those people that were catchers during their careers and ended up being Hall of Famers, you earned it, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's no kidding. You earned it.
There wasn't a lot of time sharing back then.
No, you were the fastball missed outside. You were the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, once in a while, you would play your backup. And give you a break, maybe once a homestand or once a week, whatever. But other than that, you were the guy. You were in there every day, and the game is so much better today, catching-wise, the way the game is received by catchers today. Rowdy is swinging a foul back, and it's 2-1. That old style of catching, two hands, was a grind on your meat hand, that we call the bare hand, your right hand. It got a little testy once in a while. 2-1 delivery, strike two called, and it's 2-2 now.
I can only imagine the sense of relief that a lot of catchers had when the hinged glove came into effect.
Boy.
You could put that bare hand behind your back or behind your ankle.
That's right. That's exactly right. Rowdy took high, 3-2. Yep, you're right. Put it behind your back. That was a forbidden thing. You couldn't do that back in, you know, the 50s and 40s, 50s and 60s. You caught two-handed and tried to, Rowdy fouls another. You tried, what you tried to do, you would tuck your thumb into your fingers on your right hand. You would put your thumb into your fingers and catch that way. Not open your hand when the batter would swing. Try to keep your hand closed. But it was impossible to do it. Swinging a foul again down the left field line. You automatically, your hand opened up. It just did. And then the foul balls, the split fingers and, yeah, broken fingers, all that stuff.
I'm surprised you still have fingernails on that right hand.
I got more in my bag. Swinging a foul by Rowdy. Still 3-2 on him. Herrera's all right. That one got a piece of the Cardinal catcher. Yeah, when I watch catchers today, how nice and easy they make it look. And then Jeff talked about the hinged glove that they wear today. Man, what a difference. Too high and he walked him. Good AB for Rowdy Tellez. Free ride, orthopedic associate of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Yeah, that two-handed catching, that was for the bird.
I mean, even your chest protectors back in the day was essentially little pieces of foam that were rolled up underneath like a sport coat.
And the pitch, Monasterio is strike looking. There were there was no shoulder pieces to protect, you know, your left shoulder. Like they have today. Now you have chest protectors. That one hit him, and there are two on now for the crew. Hit by a pitch, Monasterio, and Blake Perkins is coming up.
It's about the best way you can get hit by a pitch. Thompson was falling over as he delivered the pitch, and I think it actually may have hit the grass on a big curveball, and it hit Monasterio on the thigh.
It did, yeah.
After it bounced.
I didn't know if they were going to let him take first base or not. Saying you could have got out of the way of that one.
I can see the pock mark. It is about 4 inches from the grass.
Yeah. 1-0 St. Louis leads, and the pitch to Perkins, good for a strike.
You see a pitch like that in the on-deck circle, and you go, there's no way he's going to throw a strike on this next pitch.
Wouldn't it be something if you chase it, too. That would really be bad.
Yeah.
Thompson ready and deals again. Swinging a bouncer, hitting your second. Could be two. One at second, and the return throw ends the inning. Couldn't have thrown it any better than that for a double play ball. 4-3 double play to end the inning. Brewers still trail. It's 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin. Northwoods Accents in Mercer, Wisconsin features Up North style furniture, including Symbol mattresses of all sizes in stock and a full line of best craft furniture. Match up those with coordinating accessories like candles, lamps, bedding, artwork, and other unique items from many different manufacturers. Check them out on Facebook for more specials. Northwoods Accents Furniture, Highway 51, Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-9154. Warga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Warga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Fleet Farm has what you need at one stop. Hardware to pet food, you'll find the top brands at Fleet Farm. thirds on, so is Jeff Levering.
Thanks so much, Hugh. It's Jordan Walker takes a first pitch strike from Wade Miley. It's a 1-0 Cardinals lead. Sacrifice fly from Mason Wynn in second. Pitch, a ground ball, right side. A diving stab by Teles for the first. Miley able to beat Walker to the bag. That's a good play all the way around. Wade Miley might need to take a little breather before he heads back to the mound. Jordan Walker waiting to see if they want to challenge that play over at first base, and they will not. Wade Miley beat him there. Excellent diving effort by Teles on the front end of it. And then to hit Wade Miley, falling off on the third base side of the rubber after he pitched, able to get over there and get the out on Jordan Walker. One up and one down. Batter will be Lucan Baker. 3-1 on the put out. Baker drew a walk in the first inning. Only walk issued by Miley. He is yet to strike out a batter. New baseball put in play. You know, with the new rules, pitchers have done a better job of buying themselves time as Baker takes a strike at the knees. You're seeing pitchers after a play such as Wade Miley just had take a little bit of extra time getting on the mound or getting a baseball back from their catcher. That one high, one ball, one strike. But what I've seen here in the last month or so, pitchers getting rid of a baseball and getting a new one.
You're more, I don't know, it seems like they're more in control of the game themselves.
Up and out with a change up.
Which nothing happens anyway until you throw the ball. But, I mean, now you're right. With the way the time and everything else is evolving in today's game.
2-1 to Baker, down and in, 3-1.
The pitcher, yeah, he's look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm the guy. I'm running the show.
Yeah, they're dictating the tempo. There's no doubt. And for Wade Miley, he has always done that. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get the ball, and he wants to go. 3-1 to Baker, and a swing and a miss. Helmet nearly popped off as he took a big rip. And it's 3-2. I noticed this when Trevor McGill made one of his two spot starts as an opener. This one fouled away. Stays at 3-2. After he would deliver a pitch, and if he didn't like it or if he needed to give himself some extra time, he would put his head down and take a walk around. Because you can't start the timer until the pitcher gets the ball back. A swing and a miss and a fastball up and in. And it's the first strikeout for Wade Miley. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference.
Or throw the ball out of play.
Right. Right.
That was another way to, you know, you want to control things. Put that ball on the plate. Give me another ball.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Right, exactly.
Give myself a little bit of time. Take a breath. First pitch with two outs and nobody on to Yepes. Drops in for a breaking ball strike. And it's 0-1 on Yepes. He flied to left back in the opening frame. 0-1 pitch popped up. First base side. Teles gives it a look, but it's in the seats foul. And it's 0-2. Yeah, now we've seen umpires. Initially, it was, hey, I can't hear the sign in my PitchCom device. So now umpires got a little bit wise on it and started walking out with him and double-checking if he could really hear
or
not.
Exactly.
Oh, no, magically came back. That's amazing. 0-2 to Yepes. Low in the dirt, knocked down by Caratini. Ball and two strikes.
But yeah, I mean, I was talking a couple of minutes ago about the catcher. Nothing starts until you put a sign down.
Yeah.
That's not the way it is with some.
This one popped up, shallow right. Frelick is under it. And he'll make the catch to end the inning.
I was going to say, with some pitchers, they control the game. They don't care what you do. You better have something down because they're coming at you.
Yeah, tell Max Scherzer that the catcher's in control. I don't think so. 3-3 down, go the Cardinals. Anderson to lead it off when we come back. St. Louis 1, Brewers nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by Orthopedic, by... What do we got? American Family Insurance.
Who cares? We're here, man.
Warga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Warga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Hey, grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. where it's always a party with deep fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
98 Q Country.
Home half of the third inning, first pitch, a swing and a line shot, base hit back up the middle by Brian Anderson, making his first start in over a month. Good for Brian Anderson. Getting an opportunity to play today after the Brewers clinched the division last night. Anderson leads off with a solid single. First hit of the game for Milwaukee. 1-0 Cardinals in the third. Thompson deals with Bryce Turang. Squares to bunt, lays it down. That's a good bunt. Fair ball. Herrera puts it in his back pocket. So a single by Anderson and a bunt hit by Turang, and here come the Brewers. Top of the order for Sal Frelick. Brewers put up a zero in that third inning. That means it's brought to you by Carbless, proud partner of your Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktail, no carbs, no sugar. Try a variety of flavors available right here at the ballpark or get it at your local grocer. Liss is more. It's also our Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Alvin Starrell in Cedarburg is our contestant. In on the corners, pitch to Frelick, curveball strike, and it's 0-1. Alvin will win a Pottawatomie prize package. If a member of the crew hits a triple in the inning, visit WTMJ.com to enter. And for official contest rules. Anderson and Turang, the runners for the Brewers. Nobody out. Thompson throws to Frelick. Drops another curveball. That one missed just slightly off the inside corner. 1-1 on Sal. Struck out in the first. High set from Thompson. The pitch is a curveball that did catch the upper portion of the strike zone. And it's 1-2 on Frelick. Corners back up. Frelick sends it foul. One ball and two strikes. Count remains on Frelick. Don't forget, Brewers are NL's Central champs. Grab your wild card round postseason tickets right now. Best of three series opens up on Tuesday next week at American Family Field. 1-2, check swing foul just above the helmet of the bat boy on the left side. October 3rd, date for game number one. Still trying to figure out who the Brewers' opponent will be. It will be the number 6 seed in the tournament. Go to brewers.com/postseason. Get your tickets. 1-2 still on Frelick, I should say, and it's fouled back. Really protective swing on that slider and able to get a piece of it and stay alive in the sequence. If the playoffs began right now, it would be Brewers-Cubs in that opening round. Another 1-2 pitch. Curveball popped up. Shallow left. Palacios with plenty of room. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. William Contreras against a left-hander. Speaking of the Cubs, they have a 3-1 lead over Atlanta. We told you the
Mets and Marlins are playing a doubleheader in New York. The Mets all over the Marlins in game number one. Game two, a 1-1 game. I tell you, the Marlins were less than pleased that they could not play last night in New York. They had terrible weather because of that tropical storm Ophelia that hit over the weekend. Pitch to Contreras outside with a curveball, and it's 1-0. But the Mets, who were on the road, did not cover their field. And they got dumped on with rain on Saturday. By the time they covered the field, the damage had already been done, and it was just too wet and soggy to clean it up for yesterday's series opener. Contreras takes a curveball for a strike. And it's 1-1 on William. They tried and tried and tried, but they just did not have enough dry moments over the weekend to try and get that field playable. And the Marlins were furious that they couldn't play last night. Contreras takes low, and part of that was because Braxton Garrett, the left-hander, threw really well against the Brewers in their series in Milwaukee. Got the one win for the Marlins in that four-game set. 2-1 on Contreras, two men on. The pitch, swing and a miss, was trying to go to right, came up empty. It's 2-2. Had he been able to throw last night as he was scheduled to do so, he would have been available to pitch on Sunday. So if the Marlins are in a situation to where they could potentially get in the playoffs on Sunday, Garrett's going to have to work on short rest. Contreras to center field, not very deep though. Back is Nootbaar. He'll make the catch. Tagging and stopping is Anderson. And that's the second out of the inning. So after two base hits, Anderson and Terang. Fly balls from Frelick and Contreras, and it's up to Tyrone Taylor, lined out to right field his first time up. So the Marlins were thinking more, hey, listen, if we have an opportunity to get ourselves in, we want our best on the mound. They're dealing with a ton of injury issues at the moment. No Alcantara, last year's Cy Young Award winner. Eury Pérez is dealing with some major issues. So he is unavailable. Garrett, essentially, and Jesus Luzardo, they're only two starters. There's a strike on Tyrone Taylor right down the middle of the fastball. It's 0-1. So needless to say, the Marlins were not happy that the Mets did not have a roof so that they could play yesterday. Double dip today. 0-1. Fly ball fouled on the right field line. The Diamondbacks, who come in a game up on the Cubs, already shut out the White Sox today. 3-0. So they are sitting pretty. They finish their series of the White Sox tomorrow in Chicago and then head home for a series against the Astros. Astros still fighting too. Two on with two out, two strike pitch. Curveball hit foul just past Jason Lames, able to kick his feet up out of the way and avoid that too hot ground ball. A big curveball from Thompson. Brewers don't have to worry about any of that other than who their opponent would be. They're in and hosting. 0-2 pitch. Inside and low, squirts away from Herrera. Anderson trying to get to third. He will, and Terang will follow him to second base. See how they rule it, but it's second and third, and a one-ball, two-strike count on Tyrone Taylor. There's that big curveball again from Thompson, and Herrera is probably going to get a pass ball out of that, would be my guess. One and two on Taylor. Base hit could mean two runs. Thompson kicks and throws. It's up high with a fastball at 96. Velocity's good for Thompson. Taylor hitting in the three spot. Trying to drive in some runs. 2-2 pitch. Check swing, appeal, he went. Taylor thought he held up. Carlos Torres, the first base umpire, said no. So Brewers had second and third. Cannot cash him in. Thompson with a big strikeout. We head to the fourth inning. 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Nature's Touch. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Nature's Touch ice cream with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Nature's Touch. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Nature's Touch, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupe and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupe and Abraham, 1-800-800-5678, hupe.com.
Fourth inning from Milwaukee. Roof is closed. A lot of rain the last couple of days. Good for the yards this time of year. Tough for keeping the roof open, though. 1-0 St. Louis. Sacrifice fly in the second inning. And Lars Nootbaar will be the hitter. Infield single and scored on the sac fly by Mason Wynn. Leads off the fourth inning and takes strike one. Breaking ball from Wade Miley. Miley's pitch. Nootbaar hits it foul first base side. Nothing and two. Well, with a division title officially clinched, make sure you get your seat for Brewers Wild Card action starting October 3rd. Secure your spot and get all the benefits of a season seat holder by placing a deposit on a 2024 season ticket plan. Learn more by going to brewers.com/tickets. Pitch miss low, 1-2. Pitch to Nootbaar, misses low again. 2-2 on Nootbaar. Playing slide to the opposite field. Perkins towards the left center field gap. Nootbaar takes down and away. So from 0-2 to 3-2. Wade Miley up to 65 pitches. Will be his final regular season start. 3-2. Hit third base side, foul territory, and in the seats. Now five rows back. Stays full on Nootbaar. Pitch. Hit foul again. To join us late, J.B. Bukauskas was placed on the injured list before the game today. Ethan Small was recalled. 3-2 pitch. Tapper, first base side. Tough play from Miley. Picks a clean shovel pass to first. Got him. Wade Miley having to show some spry legs today. He had no opportunity to spin around and actually make a throw to first base, so all he did was stick his hand into the ground, much like a catcher would, trying to make that play so that you don't bottle it, don't try and scoop it, just put your hand all the way on that baseball and shovel pass. That's how he did it. Good play by Wade. Yvonne Herrera, catcher, had a base hit up the middle and swings the first pitch, fouls it away. Play is so much harder for a left-handed starter than most people realize. Going on the first base side as a left-handed thrower, not easy. Herrera takes down and in with a cutter. Ball and a strike on Yvonne Herrera. pitch to the Cardinal catcher misses outside with a changeup. Two balls, one strike. Miley went six scoreless against his Cardinals team last week in St. Louis. Having a little bit more trouble throwing strikes in this game. That one missed down and out. The sinker. 3-1. And Ivan Herrera wind up and pitch. Ground ball to third. Anderson stays down on the hot shot. Two hops. Good strong throw across for out number two. Juniel Caracuto is the hitter. Bunt base hit in the second inning. Schneider's professional truck drivers remind you to always give semi-trucks extra room to stop while on the road. Message brought to you by your friends at Schneider. Caracuto waiting and takes a strike. Caracuto with his first hit of the season. Bunt single. Liner foul just above the Brewers dugout. Was 0 for his first 12. Now he's officially got a batting average. 077. He is in a two-strike hole. Miley delivers. Strike three call right down the middle. Miley gets a K, his second one of the ballgame. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Start healing faster with Ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. 3.5 innings complete. 1-0 Cardinals on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsin.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you. Calling all kids and seniors. For select weekday afternoon home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on Brewers tickets, courtesy of WPS Health Insurance. Check out the schedule and get your seats at brewers.com/deals. UW Credit Union. Here for every you. Join today.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Victor Caratini leads it off in the fourth inning. Bounced to third in his initial plate appearance. The first appearance of this series. Caratini on that last road trip, 2-for-5, and a big homer came against the Cardinals. There's a pitch for a strike. Called that a cutter at 85 miles an hour. Ball and strike on Caratini, hitting from the right side. Tellez due next, and then Monasterio. Brewers have had multiple runners on in each of the last two innings, but nothing to show for it against Thompson. Missed inside, and it's 2-1 on Caratini. This Brewers catching tandem has been outstanding all season. Combined for 24 homers. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Trying to shoot one the other way. Two balls and two strikes. And over 100 runs batted in. 101 to be exact. Thompson always from the stretch. 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Another K for Thompson. That's his fourth. Leadoff man retired for the third time in four innings. Well, right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin make payments as low as $35 per month per window, $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com for details. Telez drew a walk, only walk issued by Thompson. Curveball whacked down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Headed towards the corner. Telez around first, heading for second. Walker just getting the ball in. It'll be a double for Rowdy Telez. 75 bucks for the Mac Fund. Every double hit by a Brewers player during the season, it's thanks to our friends at West Bend. The silver lining. Got one of those big meat hook curveballs from Thompson. Telez able to keep his way back and drive it into the right field corner. Walker was having an issue getting that ball in. Telez would have had a double anyway. But he stands at second base. Brewers have had a tough time with runners in scoring position during this three-game losing skid. Pitch to Monasterio floats high with a curveball. And it's 1-0. Last night, the Brewers didn't have many opportunities with runners in scoring position. Tonight, thus far, 0-4. 1-0, hit foul out in front of another curveball. And the Brewers only had one base runner after the third inning last night. One over the minimum in that time span. Three hits thus far. Telez at second takes his lead. Monasterio chops one towards third. Wynn looks the runner back, throws the first in time to get Monasterio. And Mason Wynn's going to be a good defensive shortstop for the Cardinals for a long time. He has been very good in his month plus in St. Louis. Been excited about him for a couple of years, but he's just a young kid, 21 years old. They've got he and Walker in their starting lineup, all 21 years old. Got to figure out a position for Walker, though. Perkins is at the plate. First pitch to him is a strike. Fastball at the knees. Perkins hit into a inning-ending double play in the second. One pitch. Popped him up. Behind first base, Baker drifts into foul territory, makes the catch, and the inning's over. One-out double by Telez. He's stranded at second base on our way to inning number five. 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, Dr. Led, specializing in you.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're back. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on apple juice.
Gallons of premium Indian summer apple juice, just $2.99 each.
Ay caramba, a hot price on apple juice.
Indian summer gallons, $2.99.
This is a great inflation fighter. Healthy and kids love it.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miley back to work in the fifth inning. Cardinals with a 1-0 lead, and back with the play-by-play. Here's Uke.
All right, Jeff, thank you. And the first offering is a strike, and it's 0-1 on Palacios. A run in the second inning. That's been it so far tonight. Miley kicks and deals again, swinging a bouncer, hit towards right, and bobbled by Monasterio. He's going to reach on what probably will be a base hit. It is. Mason Wynn is coming up now. Wynn knocked in the run for St. Louis back in the second. Right-handed batter waiting, and Miley flips one to first. Palacios back in time, head first slide. Vibe check, cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer, big vibe they call it. And the pitch rides high and away, one ball and no strikes. Seltzer that passes the vibe check. New sign, and Miley all set to go. Here it is, dropping down low and picked up nicely by Caratini. New ball put in play by Jeremy Riggs, the home plate umpire. Baseball brought to you in part by Usingers. Hit in the air to center. This is well struck on the warning track. Play ball and caught by Perkins. And back to first goes Palacios. Long fly ball a couple of feet short of the wall in dead center. One down for Tommy Edman. Tonight a base hit and a fielder's choice ground ball. Usingers and baseball. Been around for a long, long time. Miley delivers, strike called on a bender, and it's 0-1. Crowd tonight should be in that 30,000 range. And the pitch, check swing on a letter-high fastball, and it's even at 1-1. Cardinals and Brewers will wind up the series tomorrow, and then the Chicago Cubs. To finish up regular season play, the pitch. Too low and picked up by Caratini. Two balls on a strike. It seems to have gone by in a hurry, but Crew with a postseason berth. 2-1 delivery and a throw to first, and he's back with a head first slide.
Tell you what, it's kind of nice knowing that you don't have to go anywhere. You're just kind of here for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
That's a great
deal. That's really nice. Two balls on a strike. What's riding that is still alive? Swinging a bouncer into center, a base hit. And two around for St. Louis. Tommy Edman with his second hit tonight. Single to center. And Jordan Walker is going to be the batter. What's still alive in postseason play?
National League wild card is still up for grabs for those final two spots, jockeying for those last two spots. Diamondbacks, Cubs, Reds, who lost today, so they're kind of on life support, and the Marlins.
You surprised at Arizona at all?
Not with the version of the Diamondbacks that the Brewers saw this season.
Not that we saw.
Yeah. They had a little lull through July, late June. But since August, they've been playing really good baseball.
And the pitch down low and away. It's one ball and no strikes. There's a lot of people that are surprised by Arizona, but as we just said a moment ago, not through the times that we saw them.
Yeah, they were tough on Milwaukee, that's for sure. They've got some kids that can fly in the outfield. Corbin Carroll, McCarthy out in right field, Alec Thomas in center, Ketel Marte, their second baseman, Christian Walker at first. I mean, they've got some weapons offensively.
Marte has been the guy that's been, you know, probably untouchable for Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But I for me, Jeff, they kind of came out of nowhere.
Yes.
Only because, you know, we see them in spring training, see them in Arizona out there for the spring training season, and then the series that we play there, here, wherever it may be. They were and you talk about having a club with guys that can fly, can really motor, and that works both ways, too. It's offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
1-1 delivery, and it's hit foul up along third, and it's 1-2 now on Walker.
Pretty sure Corbin Carroll's your shoe-in for the Rookie of the Year in the National League. Currently hitting .285, 25 homers, 76 driven in. And oh, by the way, he has stolen 51 bases.
That's the guy I'm talking about. Yeah. One ball and two strikes. Miley deals again. Jam job hit to Miley to second for one. Relay. You can't do it any better than that. A jam job right on the hands of Walker. Hit it right back to Wade Miley. 1-4-3, and the inning is over. 4.5 are in the books. Still 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
South Fork Electric, based out of Ogama, Wisconsin, is ready to serve Price County and the surrounding area with all of your electrical needs. New construction and remodels, new and existing service upgrades, standby generator system installations, and much, much more. Fully licensed and insured with over 20 years in the trade. South Fork Electric, done once, done right. Call now, 715-767-5263, or email them, sforkelectric@gmail.com. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Brewers Radio, sponsored by MATC, home of the national champion Stormers men's basketball team. More info on all MATC teams at matcstormers.com.
Brian Anderson will lead things off and takes one down low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes on him. A 1-0 St. Louis lead. Anderson waiting on the 1-0 offering. Here it is, and that one missed high and wide. It's two balls and no strikes. He has one of the three base hits given up by Zach Thompson in this game, and the pitch. Check swing, strike anyway on a breaking ball. 2-1. But yeah, postseason play is on us now, and throughout swinging and a fly ball hit to right. If it's fair, it's trouble. It's a foul ball. The postseason is on us now, and throughout, you know, for the last couple of months, we haven't paid much attention to it. You're doing well, and everybody knows it. And then all of a sudden, it's here, and now you get down to it's tight time. And for those clubs that are still involved in a shot for the postseason, high and off the outside, it's 3-2. It gets a little bit testy now. Now things are starting to happen, and people are paying a little more attention. And the pitch, swing and a miss. And that takes care of Brian Anderson. Strikeout for Thompson. Bryce Terang coming up now.
The only division that is still up for grabs is the American League West. Texas, Houston, and Seattle, all separated by 3 games. Texas is the leader by 2.5 over the Astros.
You think this is Dusty Baker's last year?
This is last year on his contract.
And the pitch is high and off the outside. It's one ball and no strikes.
Not saying that
I'm wondering. I talked to him earlier this year. It was back in maybe June. But he didn't swing on a bouncer, hit the third, and it's going to be an easy play. And Terang always makes a challenge on any ground ball he hits on the infield. 5-3 if you go along with us. Sal Frelick is the batter now. He didn't indicate to me that he was, going to kick back and lay back. I'm wondering. I've been thinking about it. And the pitch down low and away on Sal.
I tell you, he was the perfect guy to come in after all of the stuff that happened with the previous regime. He was the perfect guy to come in and clean that place up.
And he did. Down low and away, and it's 2-0. He did. Yeah, that's a good call. Dusty Baker.
Yep.
I'm just glad he got his World Series championship.
That was a big deal for him, and everybody knows that. I had a chance to be around Dusty from the time he started in the Major Leagues. I was still with the Braves at that time when Dusty joined Atlanta and became a Major League Baseball player, and a good one throughout his playing career, active in the pitch, strike call, and it's 3-1 now on Sal Frelick. And Henry Aaron, the late great Henry Aaron, took Dusty Baker, and the pitch, strike two, and it's full up now. Took him under his wing, and really was a big part of Dusty Baker's career, playing-wise, and even as a manager. 3-2 pitch, here it is. Frelick knocks it foul down the left-field side. And we'll do it again at 3-2.
Did Henry buy Dusty his first sport coat?
I heard that, but if he paid for that thing, he really got a job. 3-2, and the pitch. Frelick bangs another one foul.
I should clarify. Maybe he didn't buy it for him, but he took a jacket and handed it to Dusty Baker.
It was a sale. I know that. Yeah, I was around there then when Dusty first joined us. Yeah. Dusty Baker, Ralph Garr, they both came around the same time. It was really, yeah, but Henry and Dusty during their time together, it was a great combination. It really was. Dusty was a heck of a player. 3-2 delivery. Here it is. Hit in the air, and this one's going to be playable. And calling and catching. Kurakudo, and that will end the inning. Jeremy Riggs checking on Zach Thompson. Everything's okay. Anyway, we move to the sixth inning. Still 1-0 St. Louis on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. The Brewers pennant race is heating up. Guarantee first dibs on your spot at the ballpark this postseason with your deposit on a 2024 season ticket plan. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Sharpen your investment and retirement strategy at the Annex Wealth Management Navigating the Markets presentation. What are the headwinds for portfolios in excess of $1 million? Will the long-awaited recession actually happen? And what can you do to calibrate your portfolio? Navigating the Markets takes place October 5th at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts in Brookfield. This premier event is open to everyone. Complete details and sign up at annexwealth.com/events. The American economy is at a critical juncture. What's next? Join us for Navigating the Markets from Annex Wealth Management.
By participating in the All of Us research program, you have the opportunity to provide essential health data that can help improve the lives of countless people. Join today by going to joinallofus.org.
After Uribe is the new pitcher for the Crew, and as he finishes his warm-up tosses, we'll step out. 10 seconds.